This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. Come on. We're going to take it on, and we're headed toward the weekend. One of your top stories, SCOTUS rules the administration has to release $2 billion in foreign development aid. Yes, that's what they're saying. So the president can't stop billions of dollars being spent, regardless of what it may be spent on. Okay, at least for now. Also, locally, Alachua County Schools, and there's a memo put out basically dealing with ICE and those protocols where principals are going to be the point person if ICE has to or needs to come to the school for some reason. And so they've laid that out a little bit, which is interesting, too, because what else is in the news? Department of Education, are they going to shut it down? I mean, it just started in 1979, which for a lot of us, you know, we were in school for a good period of time, maybe,
right,
before that kicked in. And I don't know. Look how well I turned out.
Never mind.
Maybe not the best of examples. But yeah, Trump wants to put out an order to eliminate the Department of Education. Well, within whatever legal, he says the maximum extent appropriate and permitted by law. He may not be able to completely abolish it.
Right.
He could cut it down to maybe a few people. And I, other than that.
Well, because a lot of these things would take a congressional move.
To get rid of a government department,
yeah,
quote unquote,
yep,
yeah, but he could shrink it way down.
Oh yeah,
shrink it way down. All right, so we'll see where that leads. Oh, are you ready for a good Florida story?
We like Florida.
Yeah, well, it's one of those Florida man.
Oh, Florida man story.
Yeah.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, why not?
So it's this early. Guy, Jathan Gilder, he's 32.
Okay.
He goes into this nice mall in the Orlando area, the Millennia. That's where the expensive stores are that I can't afford to shop at unless it's on super clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And he told employees at Tiffany and Company that he was a representative of an Orlando Magic basketball player. And it is very common for them to have people that take care of a lot of things for them.
Mm-hmm.
Buying jewelry wouldn't be necessarily out of the norm. And he was taken to the VIP room.
Ooh, fancy.
Shown several high-end pieces of jewelry. Next thing you know, that jewelry kind of disappears.
I bet he did, too.
Well, he did eventually flee the store, but mall security cameras captured the images of Gilder leaving in a blue Outlander. Detectives traced it to a rental car place in Houston, and Florida Highway Patrol spotted the car.
Nice.
All the way up Interstate 10 in Tallahassee.
Wow.
He was booking.
He was
cooking and booking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did they find the jewelry on him? Kind of.
Okay.
They did a scan of him.
Oh,
and there
I see.
Were foreign objects in his stomach.
Yeah, I knew it was going there. I could tell.
Apparently, $770,000 worth of Tiffany earrings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would, man, if you might try to swallow, like, jewelry, I would think that'd go down rough.
Yeah, I would think so.
And it's not going away. What are you really accomplishing? You're just delaying the inevitable, literally.
Yeah, and maybe it just kind of went sideways for him, but it's not like this is the first time it happened.
Oh.
By this guy.
Wow. Okay. Pattern here.
Yeah. He pulled off a similar robbery, in fact, at another Tiffany & Company location.
Well, he likes to shop at nice places.
Apparently he does. Yeah. This one in Woodlands, Texas. Yeah, ain't no poor people around Woodlands.
No.
Even the people mow your lawn.
You gotta get
making six figures.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has 48 separate warrants out.
48?
In Colorado. Yeah.
Well, he gets around.
He does,
Colorado,
doesn't he?
Texas, Florida. Wow. And he has good taste.
Yeah.
Tiffany & Company.
I wonder what the turnaround time is. You know, when you could produce the goods for, you know, your neighborhood fence.
Well, in this case, he'll be providing them for law enforcement. How would you like to be that detective?
No. No. I would think that the low person on a totem pole would have to deal with the chain of custody.
Yes.
Yeah. Of materials that are pertinent to the case.
Almost $800,000 worth.
Yeah. He was shown a pair of 4.86 carat diamond earrings worth $160,000, and then a pair of 8.19 carat diamond earrings worth $609,000, a 5.61 carat diamond ring worth over $500,000.
Wow.
Ah, man. That, like you said, swallowing that?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way, I guess.
But again, what are you going to accomplish? Because now you've got to wait, and they're still going to bust you for the theft. So.
Yeah, he hasn't learned his lesson, but if he's got warrants that are out for him in Colorado and what he did here, maybe.
He's going to have a lot of free room and board.
He's going to have time to think about his actions.
Yes. Yes, he will. Huh.
Yep. It is 6:15. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Thursday. Oh, we've got plenty more where that came from. I've got a booty patrol story that I know Greg will like.
Oh, boy.
No, you'll like it.
Okay.
Because it involves, you know, motor vehicles. You like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my tease.
Okay.
You're going to have to stick around, folks.
I'll hang around. Okay.
Or you just grab the Bob Rose Show podcast, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Wherever you normally get your podcast, click on subscribe. It is that easy. The DNC, the Democrats, hire a new top executive? Maybe to help redirect them? Oh, this is going to be good. Stay tuned. 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, friends. Here we are. Happy Thursday at 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're so close to the weekend. I can almost smell it from here.
What's it smell like?
It smells like rain.
Oh.
And with it coming pain.
I'm not looking
time
forward
to
it.
Time for me to ramble on.
Oh.
I'm going to sing my song. How much can I do lyrics without getting into copyright?
Copyright? Well, I don't know. We play them. We're allowed
since,
to play them. So
since the way I was doing the lyrics, nobody would ever actually make
the connection to a real song?
Correctamundo.
I think you're right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Moving on.
Okay.
As calls continue to grow for the Democratic Party to light itself on fire. No, I'm sorry. Calls for the Democratic Party to moderate to a sense of moderation following a disappointing performance in the November election. And then who is a Democrat that wouldn't be embarrassed by what they saw the other night?
Oh, wow.
When we're Democrats, we don't stand for kids that have been treated for cancer in 6 years, for 6 years straight. We don't stand to honor those who have been, you know, have family members that were murdered, regardless of the circumstances.
Not so much. Not important. No.
Wow.
I know.
And so that really was, I mean, talk about like painting themselves in a far lefty, weirdo, disconnected, ugly, evil corner. They did it.
That was very descriptive.
Thank you.
And accurate.
So here's, they found somebody that's going to help dig them out.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
The guy's name is Roger Lau, L-A-U, executive director. He is going to be a DNC. All right. He's had a long career, apparently, with a lot of campaigns, including Pocahontas.
Oh. Wow.
So they went out of their way. This is the guy that's going to rescue them. And he is a far left progressive nutbag. Awesome. That's Hire five of them.
Perfect choice. Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Fox News Digital Review found multiple instances of Lau associating with progressive causes, including signing onto a letter in 2020 that claimed the United States is built on racism and genocide. Wow. Nothing says happy faces like racism and genocide. Our country was built on the foundation of racism, ranging from genocide of indigenous people, chattel slavery, racial profiling of young men of color, criminal justice system that tears families apart, blah, blah, blah. Yep. That is their answer.
It makes me feel good.
Yep. Lau's adherence to the BLM platform at the time made its way into one of Senator Warren's speeches, according to ABC News in 2020, that said Lau was behind putting hidden BLM messages into the senator's speech. So not just a progressive,
sneaky,
sneaky progressive.
Wow.
Oh,
the truth comes out.
So sneaky. It's just, wow, that's hilarious.
But are we surprised, really?
No.
Not a bit.
No. Every wrong move they could make, they keep making it. But again, I am not going to bend over backwards to try to give them any positive direction. Just keep doing what you're doing, people. I like it. Speaking of sneaky, sneaky, some human smugglers, they are into cloning. And it's like, I thought, wow, you smuggle a few people, then you clone them. No. They're cloning Border Patrol vehicles.
No.
Yes. They're taking vehicles, and you know it's got that guy green stripe on it and stuff, and they're cloning those vehicles so that they can illegally transfer migrants.
Wow.
Yep.
Never thought
about
that.
Without getting stopped.
That's amazing.
Yep. Cloning Border Patrol vehicles is not a new phenomenon, according to an attorney out of Vegas. She said that criminal organizations are constantly finding new ways to bypass border security. Under the Trump administration, their efforts have increased. The administration's crackdown included shutting down Biden's CBP One program, which allowed migrants in Mexico to schedule an appointment to request asylum at illegal boarding crossing. So human smugglers are turning these vehicles into looking like Border Patrol
vehicles. Very
sneaky. Yes. And it was interesting because they're busting some of these people, including Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A Florida man.
Oh, shocking.
He was pulled over for driving a truck that was painted very similar to the appearance of Border Patrol vehicles. But it read Booty Patrol on the back.
Oh, my goodness.
Booty Patrol.
Well, at least he knows what he's out looking for.
Yep. While the driver was not participating in a human smuggling operation, authorities warned that the impersonation could result in a citation. Photos of the white truck showed it had Booty Patrol on the back and side panels with that diagonal green stripe down the side of the cab. So,
clever.
He wasn't using it clever, for clever. Smuggling.
Yeah. He gets credit for creativity, though.
Yep.
I'll give him that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does it work? Like the girls go, oh, it's the Booty Patrol. The Booty Patrol.
Get in. Sure.
Things are popping around here.
I'm telling you.
628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, we've got more serious situations and stuff to deal with. And we will. Coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:37. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast, or you could use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Like yesterday, we had the Florida Ag Commissioner on, Wilton Simpson. We had Congresswoman Kat Kamek on, and always good. Stimulating conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lots of good stuff.
So you'll never miss any of it with the podcast. All right. President Trump, ready to do away with the Department of Education. He might not be able to do it in its entirety, but he is going to attempt to do it. It's only been around since 1979. It's not like it is something that Americans cannot survive without.
So 1979, Jimmy Carter was president. Oh, another government bureaucracy and organization under a Democrat idea, under a Democrat president.
Yes.
Yeah, shocking, huh?
And once they put something into action like that, good luck getting it taken away. And here we see the examples of it. Yep. And the Department of Doge, I know it's not really, that wouldn't be correct, right? Because it is the Department of Government Efficiency. Yes. So you can't say Department of Doge.
The Department of the Department of, is what you're saying. Yeah.
So anyway, Doge this week announced the cancellation of several National Institute of Health grants that were geared toward transgender experiments on animals. Now remember, when the left gets this information, they'll say things like, could that have impacted cancer research? No, we just told you what it was for, transgender experiments on animals. But they will change it. They will morph it to fit a sympathetic need that they're trying to fill.
Well, kind of like they did the other day with the people that you're, sending back to their country, that the immigrant could be the one who would cure cancer.
Yeah.
But they don't apply that to,
that's
like abortion.
Well, that's even kookier, but
yeah. Is. Yeah.
During Trump's speech Tuesday, laid out a variety of Doge discoveries, reading some of the ways the U.S. government has wasted taxpayer dollars, and one of them was, he says, $8 million for making mice transgender. And reminding Americans that, this is real. So NIH canceled 7 grants for transgender experiments on animals, Doge announced, noting that one of the grants was $532,000 to use a mouse model to investigate the effects of cross-sex testosterone treatment. Another was $33,000 to test feminizing hormone therapy in the male rat. Yeah.
Okay.
This is how taxpayer dollars are spent, or were spent, until Donald J. Trump and Doge came along. Yeah. And these are just again, tip of the iceberg. They're the ones that are going to get some headlines, but there is massive amounts of fraud and waste. Yep. They say, part of this research that's done, $250 million. to give lab animals invasive surgeries and hormone therapies to mimic trans kids and adults and inject them with vaccines, even overdoses of sex party drugs. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they wanted to see how they would react taking sex party drugs and being on like a testosterone or some other hormone therapy. Hmm. Taxpayers and pet owners in both parties shouldn't be forced to pay for these sickening animal tests. And thanks to our investigation, they won't have to. Earlier in the year, House Oversight Committee confirmed that $241 million had been spent on that animal testing. And he also highlighted $1.1 million grant to give female lab rats testosterone to, yeah, it's all some of the same stuff that they uncovered. It is, I mean, how can you defend that?
Yeah.
Well, you know how they defend it. They go, oh, that's money that was going to the NIH. So they just take something that the NIH, of value that they may be researching and doing, and they just say, yeah, they're going to cut that. They're cutting cancer research dollars. No, they're not. But they'll continue with the lies because, as we have already seen, they really have nothing else. John Podesta. You remember that name?
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
That guy has been in politics for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Biden's top climate czar. And you know how Biden and his administration and whoever's really pulling the strings, they just started spending like crazy once they lost the election.
Oh, man, yeah.
Lame duck mode just went crazy. Yep. Well, John Podesta was in charge of doling out $375 billion in climate change spending. Now, how do you even have time to do that before the end of Biden's term? You really, I mean, don't, or you would think they wouldn't be able. $375 billion, not million. Billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like stash this before we're out of office, basically.
Over a third of $1 trillion. Mm. I mean, it's hard to really fathom it. The Biden administration funneled at least $20 billion into environmental groups, most of which had only been recently founded. In other words, what did Podesta do? He made some calls. He said, hey, hurry up and put a group together that's environmental, mm-hmm. Greenies. Hurry up and do that because we got a ton of money. $20 billion. What if you think if you got a call, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I can. I'll dig up a few friends and we could put something together. $20
billion. How slimy is that?
Well, and then it's like, well, don't forget, you know, I'll get mine,
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That is just slimy.
In one case, former Vice President Kamala Harris handed over a check for nearly $7 billion to Bethesda, Maryland-based group Climate United Fund, which does not appear in the IRS's charities database.
Well, now.
And has no federal filings. $7 billion.
To an organization that's probably not even real.
These people, wow.
They're so messed up. But let's complain about the people trying to clean up government, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Ridiculous. Automakers' tariffs, looks like they'll be put on hold temporarily, at least. More details on that coming up. It is 6:45. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Welcome to it. Another awesome day. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I want to thank everybody involved in the Bob Rose Golf Scramble. We have been able to sell it out once again, and once again, we're proud of the work we do. This is the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble, Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. And most importantly, 100% of the proceeds go to the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County and their great work, ARC ARC. If you are not familiar with them, check it out. Go to arcalachua.org. They have been doing fantastic work for a long, long time. So we've got it sold out, but we could still use some volunteers on that day. That's Friday, April 4th. If you're free that day, you could join us at the beautiful Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. And but first, contact the ARC's Mark Johnson. He'd love to hear from you. 352-246-3516. That's Mark Johnson at the ARC. 352-246-3516. And we'll see you out there on the links, my friends.
There you go.
The links. Looking forward to it. I know it's going to be another awesome event.
And more times than not, it's a beautiful day. It's,
oh, yeah.
You know, we've been very fortunate.
Absolutely, no doubt. Hey, Casey DeSantis.
Yeah.
Kind of stepping out, getting a little bit of media coverage. Is this part of some announcement that may be coming down the road?
Wow.
Possible.
Yeah.
Yep. She, of course, is the wife of our governor, Ron DeSantis, and Casey called out the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday because they're continuing to recommend the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine for babies and children.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said it's an utter disgrace. She has three kids.
Yeah.
She's advocated for the state legislature, which just started up in a new session a couple days ago, to pass a permanent ban on COVID-19 vaccine mandates in Florida. Some of the current protections are set to expire in June. She said, quote, "It's absolutely ridiculous and unconscionable that at this point, with what we know about the mRNA COVID vaccine and, frankly, what we don't know about the COVID mRNA vaccine, that the CDC would still put this on their list. The shot still on the recommended vaccine list for our children. According to the CDC's schedule on its website, babies are eligible for the COVID vaccine at 6 months. The WHO updated its guidance about 16 months ago and listed healthy children aged 6 months to 17 years are low priority targets for the vaccine. Hmm. Even the WHO...
Who?
Correct.
Okay.
Good job. Yeah. So amazing. Good for the First Lady of Florida.
Yes.
Glad she spoke out on that. That is, it's smart advice. But she's taking a chance by stepping out there with that. But she is, in my opinion, absolutely correct in that.
But like you said, is this a precursor to people getting used to seeing her in the public, giving opinions on things in our society, legislative things, health things? Just saying.
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
We'll put it in the it's possible category. Peyton McNabb, the young woman who was seriously injured by a transgender volleyball player, ripped the congressional Democrats who greeted her with a rude, cold shoulder during Trump's address Tuesday night. Wow. Now, listen to this. McNabb suffered traumatic physical and mental injuries when she was injured by a more powerful transgender opponent during a high school volleyball game. During Trump's address, she was in the gallery. But when the president honored her from the podium, none of the Democrats clapped for her.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we're not surprised knowing that if you're not going to clap for a 13-year-old the surviving cancer kid, with a great story to tell.
Yeah, you don't care about some chick that got roughed up, right?
Right.
Especially since
not a. You know what? It's probably better that they didn't clap in this particular case because they really have a hand in it. It's kind of their policies and doctrines that allowed the trans player to be playing there. But then, maybe even more importantly, when they actually had a chance to vote to eliminate males from women's sports, when they actually had the opportunity, not a single Democrat voted for it. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So how could they clap?
Right.
I'm glad. Yeah. Because if they did clap, I'd say, what are you doing clapping? You're part of the reason that woman is hurt permanently.
Glad she got roughed up. Yeah.
The young woman's now an activist to protect women's sports, and she said the snub was heartbreaking. Just overall, the Democrat Party was so disrespectful, she told Fox News. They didn't stand up for any of the guests. They didn't stand up for DJ Daniel, who's a young boy who survived brain cancer. They didn't stand up for Lakin Riley's family, whose daughter literally suffered a traumatic death that should have never happened. Yep. And so it goes. And Democrat Party, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it. It's good job. Good job. Meanwhile, Doge, President Trump, getting things done, moving at breakneck pace, and we like that. There's a lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.